All right, we're reviewing lesson 14. And just so it's on the tape, I messed up the tape last week, so I got to do it on my own. I wound up taping the time that you all were taking a quiz. I paused it before the quiz. I unpaused it during the quiz and paused it again.
So you had to teach again?
I'm going to have to.
By yourself?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to have to, yeah. All right, so let's thank the Lord for the night, and we'll look over the translations. Father, thank you for you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for this day you've given to us. And Lord, I pray that you will watch over us. I pray that you would help us learn, and I pray that you would be glorified in this evening. In Christ's name, amen. All right, so lesson 14. You guys had to do 1 through 4 and 16 to 19. Yep. All right, so we did 1 together last week, okay? The epilusin ha kyrios ton dulon tu ha de dulos uk epilusiton elon. And so the Lord released his servant or his slave, but the slave did not loose the other, and then in parentheses, slave. Okay? Did y'all get that? Don't tell me if you didn't, okay?
You translate that the same as luo?
What's that now?
Appaluo.
Appaloosa? Yeah. Released, loosed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much synonymous? Are they synonymous?
It is from it. Appaloosa is...
I thought that was a prefix.
Apo is a prefix.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. Okay, so there's... Okay, you're right. Okay. Yes, they're synonyms. Synonymous. Okay, number 2, eta is your adverb meaning
already.
Okay, epistrephson is from epistrepho. Okay, right. So they is it they returned?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They returned.
Good. They returned. Okay, and then we have the hutoi is
these.
Okay. And but used there with the verb.
These returned. Already these.
I think it actually is intensifier. They themselves return. Okay. It's back on that paragraph.
Okay.
Whatever number that thing is.
We have the list.
Okay. Yep. So you can go back and check it, but I think that's what it is. I think it's the intensifier. Okay. So I would say that they themselves already returned to the Lord. So proskton kirion, to the Lord. And then ekenoi de epistrupsin, epistrepsusin, en tais hemerais, tais kakais. And so they themselves already returned to the Lord, but those shall return in the evil day. Or in the bad day. In the bad days.
Shall
days,
turn
plural.
Or return.
Plural.
Is it day of the evil?
No, because you have the article with both hemerais and kakais. Tais hemerais, tais kakais. So it's attributive. So it's the evil days.
I have release.
Right. You have release?
Mm-hmm.
There's no release here.
But they release.
There's no release here. The return, it's epistrepho.
Okay, how would you use paragraph 106 for the beginning here? Because it's next to a verb. It's a verb and then hutoi. So where would that go? The only verb I see is down here.
Further uses of altos. You have altos ego. Lego, autos Lego. So it would be the same.
It's after it. Doesn't that make a difference?
No.
Toy?
No. It's right there. And
hutoi.
Hutoi is just the plural. You could put these.
So that paragraph 106 does not apply here?
Well, it does, honey. Just let me look through. Yeah, I guess it would be these ones. These ones already were loosed. Were returned. These ones already returned. Is that how you have it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Already these turned.
Okay. Yeah, well, you could do that. Already these turned. Mm-hmm. The already depends on how you want to put that. Already these returned to the Lord, but those shall return, will return in the evil days.
Okay, now you had mentioned the Lord is in. That's accusative. And I thought that the epistropho with the accusative, you said, was translated more often as turn rather than return. But yeah, the second time it's used, there it's followed by a dative, which would mean return. So are we intended to translate that, already these turn to the Lord, but those will return?
I don't remember making that statement. I remember talking about the difference between the epistrepho and the hupostrepho. The epi being the focal point, epi is like an epicenter.
The second one was,
okay,
yeah.
Hupo is the by means, like
okay,
a hupo.
Yeah, the second one I have is hupo.
Okay, so I don't remember making a statement between accusative and dative, though. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other questions? That was good, though. Okay, appreciate it. Okay, epistusamen, ace ton kirion kai so se hemes, I'm sorry, hemas. Epistusamen, epistusamen, actually. Okay, say no.
We believe.
Believe. Okay, this is from Pistuo.
Yeah, I had turned first, and then I went back and looked at it.
That's because you kept doing the
epistrephos,
and that's why I said the wrong too, because you get used to that epistrepho. Now you have epistusamen, and it's epistusamen. Okay? And so, right, it's we believed in the Lord. Okay, remember it's ace. Go ahead.
I have into. Into the Lord.
Into.
You could put into there. Remember we talked about that. And so this is the construction of pistuo right above it in paragraph 184 there. Okay, and stating that it's going to be used ace, but you can. You translate it, I believe in or believe on, but we talked about then, but you know the concept of the belief of a stool, okay? So we believe in, on, / into the Lord, and he saved us.
No.
He saved
us. Save us.
Yeah, how did you get past? I can't
oh,
look
he shall.
At
yeah, he shall he save us. Sozo. It's the S is, the sigma's there, because it's the zeta drops off.
Okay. So it's, we believed in the Lord, and he will save us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He shall save us.
Okay.
Yep. Yep, another tricky word. Because sozo looks like it is.
Soxo, isn't it? Soxo or something?
No, it's sozo. I'm trying to find it. What lesson is it in?
Ten.
I stopped at 11.
So
yeah, so the zeta drops off in the future. All right. So that was number three. Number four. Kai epistusas. Ace aton kai pistusase. So the chi here is in the beginning, but you have a chi, so and also, okay, even also. And so we have epistousos. So the epistousos is you believed. Okay, and we'll figure out what that chi is in a second there.
That chi is what's both and, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Into him, okay, you believed into him, and you shall believe. So, you both believed in him, and you shall believe. Now, what do you think is implied with the you shall believe?
In him.
In him, yeah.
You both believed in him, and you will believe in him.
Right.
Right. The emphasis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right.
Okay, I could not get the next one.
16?
Yeah.
Okay. En ekene te horai exelusontai ek tu kosmou tata de egdesonto hemas. Okay? So, en is... in a canine, or canine, that, okay. Okay, say it again. In that hour, good.
Oh, I put day and it is hour.
Okay, it's hour, right?
They
okay.
Shall go.
They
shall come.
Well, okay, it's your determination now. Okay, come or go. They shall come or go. Okay, out of
the world.
The world. Okay. Now, they shall go out of the world, they shall come out of the world. You have to make a decision what is better English there. Then, but then, tata de, but then, ekdizanto.
That's the one I think I'm fit
from. That comes from dekomai. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, dekomai. And we have the epsilon augment, so therefore it has to be a past tense word. Mm-hmm. It has the alpha. So therefore, it's aorist, right? So what's the ending?
First aorist, middle, third person plural.
Third person plural, okay? And dekomai is deponent. It's a deponent verb, okay? So third person plural. So they receive, okay? They received. And then hemas?
Us.
Us, all right? So in those, go ahead.
What is it? But then they received for themselves us.
No, honey, no.
Okay.
The deponent is a deponent verb.
Okay.
So that means it takes the middle passive ending, remember? Mm-hmm.
But not the middle passive meaning.
Right, it has the active meaning. So in those,
in that hour,
they shall.
I shall.
No. Antai is I?
No.
Amata esta.
Antai is the third person plural.
Third
right.
person plural,
right.
Right. Okay. They shall go out of the world. Okay. In that hour, they shall go out of the world. But then they shall receive us.
Well, I thought that was they received.
They shall. I'm sorry.
You said they shall receive.
I'm sorry. They said, but then they received us. Tata is then, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's future.
Mm-hmm.
They will come out.
They shall, right?
Uh-huh.
They will.
But they received.
Mm-hmm.
Us. Okay. That's what I had.
Mm-hmm. Ekusen, atu kai ethemasen. Ethemasen. Okay? Ekusen.
They heard.
They heard, good. Okay? Comes from akuo. And you have the eta because of the epsilon getting together with the alpha. Okay? They heard of him. So would you put they heard of him? Or does the akuo stand with the genitive? Hmm? Hmm? What does akuo Does it use anything? Go back to your vocab. Does a quo require?
Oh, with genitive or accusative.
Good. Okay. So it's not necessarily heard of him.
Heard him.
Heard him.
They heard him.
Okay. Okay. They heard him, and they
marveled. Plus in 10 is a kuo. That's what you're looking for.
Okay, does that make sense? They heard him and they marveled.
I understand it.
And that's biblical. That's, you know, when Jesus was teaching.
I mean, anybody could understand this, couldn't you?
That's
Greek,
not good.
That's Greek to me.
That's Greek to me. All right. Number 18. Endexo su ta evangelion hutoi de u dexantai alta. Okay, endexo. It's from decomai.
Oh, I forgot to press that.
Okay, has the epsilon with the sigma again. So therefore it is aorist.
Yeah, aorist middle indicative.
Mm-hmm.
Second person singular.
Mm-hmm.
What? You received for yourself?
It's second person singular?
Second person singular. Dekomai is deponent, so it takes the middle passive. Right? Okay.
And
so
where do we get an O? That's, I looked all over
middle,
for that.
Second middle.
Are you glorified?
This is not glorified. That's doxa.
Dekomai
is received.
So you received for yourself.
That makes a lot more sense.
You received. You yourself received the gospel, the good news. You yourself received the good news. But those. But these, no. These. But these ones did not receive it. Will not receive it. Sorry.
Could you make these?
Will not receive it.
Mm-mm. You yourself received the gospel, but these?
Will not receive it.
Receive it.
I'm sorry, tell me.
Will not or did not?
Will not. It's not did
but
not, because there's no epsilon augment. But you do have the sigma that changes the key into a C.
Yeah.
Okay. Uda is
neither.
Along with the other Uda means nor. So neither nor. So ekusamen, we heard. Neither we heard the Lord, ton kirion, nor we believed in him. Nor did we believe in him. I would put a did there. Just because of the but literally it would be nor
we heard nor we believed.
Right.
Okay, could you delete the second subject like we do in English? We neither heard the Lord nor believed in him? Or do you not do that in Greek? Should
say
it
again.
Say, I delete.
Yeah, you do that. This is implied.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We neither heard the Lord nor believed in him. Yeah. Okay.
Start from
now. Yep. Okay. I have time for a quiz.
Close that door.
Yeah, I'm very thankful you
saw
that.
Pause this. All right. We're back on the thing here. And okay. So 75% of the class lost 6 points because they didn't read instructions.
But they didn't know anyways. You told us that we don't have to worry about
moving. No. I overemphasized last week.
I wouldn't have gotten them anyway.
They're all smooth. Every time you have the epsilon augment, you have a smooth breathing. It's not.
I didn't know that.
Are you serious? No, you do.
I didn't think about it.
Okay.
I didn't care about it.
Okay, well, care. I want you to care about it. I said last
week.
Hey,
I got new contacts, so I can finally see it and figure out which one it okay. is.
Listen, what I said was last week is that you don't have to worry. I'm not mandating the accent marks. Those are extra credit points when you come to test time, okay? But I do mandate the rough breathing because that is. Or all the breathing mark. Breathing mark. So you got to know the breathing marks, okay? So that's a big deal. Okay, note on the homework for this week then is that there is no translation work this week. Okay? However, I want to see four copies of the Luo chart, okay, including what we're going to go over tonight. Okay, so tonight we'll do the second aorist, active and middle. So on those charts, those charts that I gave you, okay, you know, you could use those or you could do your own thing. But yes, that's exactly right, not copies. And so, well, the point there about copying it is that, in other words, I don't want you to. Yeah.
But you don't want to spit it on the copier either, huh?
Yeah, that's for sure. No scanning it. Yeah, you're rid of the copiers now, but. But you note, and it's 4 days, okay? That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I don't really care when you do them, but the point is, you can do more than four. But it's not that I want you to sit down for a half an hour and write down four copies of it and then turn it in. That's not the point. Because I really believe that the repetition is key to learning, and the way that you'll get these is by sitting there and writing the chart and writing the chart and writing the chart. So I want you to do that. All right? Any questions on that? That's pretty simple. Okay?
That's the class. Cool. Let's go.
No, we're going to be doing a lot of translation here. But you do have vocab to memorize, okay? And I would suggest you start working on the vocab as well. And so you will see in the weeks ahead, next week's homework, you know, mandating flashcards and or a list of vocab. So just things that are going to help you to learn. So, anyways, lesson 15, we have a large vocab list, okay? And again, as he does on the vocab, he starts to incorporate some of the things you're going to learn in this lesson. So you're going to see here some verb forms that are second aorist. And if you remember from last week, we talked about the fact that second aorist doesn't mean it's different as far as the past tense. It's still aorist. It is a punctiliar past tense. It's second aorist because what it means is a stem. They have a stem change. All right, and so we're going to see that immediately on the second word. Our first word is gar. Okay, that's a conjunction. Post-positive, like de. Okay, and it means for. All right, so that means it'll be the second word in the sentence. Okay. Ebelon. Okay, ebelon is the second aorist from balo. Okay, balo, I throw. So this is I threw or I cast. Okay, and look down a few words, about four words, you see elevon. Elevon is the second aorist of lambano. You see that? So you have ebelon and elevon. Okay, and I'm just telling you that those two words can become interchangeable in your brain.
Yeah.
Okay? But it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be, because balo is beta, then the lamed. Lambano is the lambda, and then the beta, right? So, ebalon, I cast or I threw. Elabon, I received. Okay? I took or I received. That's right. Okay? So, after ebalon is egenomein. It's the second aorist of genomai. So, I became. Adon, now this is a real stem change here, okay? This is the second aorist of blepo. Yeah, ooh, not even close. This is like saying, go and went. Okay, so Adon, I saw. Okay, and you can see the little note there. It may also be regarded as the second aorist of horao, which I don't believe you guys have had yet, but horao also means I see. Okay, apon, okay, I said, it's the second aorist of lego. Okay, and, oh, I skipped one, Adon. It's funny, I was looking for it. No, I did do it, Adon. So Adon and Epon, okay, again, are ones that can be easily confused to you as well. Okay, Adon I saw, Epon I said. Okay, and we looked at Elabon already. And then Egagon, Egagon, I led, and this is from ago, and it's the second aorist of ago. The easiest thing to think about this one is that, again, with the eta, it's because it has the epsilon augment onto it, so it becomes eta. And so it really changes a little bit, but not too bad. And the next one's a major change as well. Aelthon, I came or I went, it's the second aorist of irkomai. Now this one, it's a little bit easier if you consider the future is elusomai. Okay? And so aelthon derives actually then from elusomai. Does it make sense? Okay, can you see it? Eninka. Okay, remember the gamma kappa? It has the ink sound. Eninka. I brought, and it's the first aorist of Pharaoh. No, it's going to be the second aorist of Pharaoh. No, it's first aorist. That's right. There's the L. It's conjugated like the first aorist of Luo, but with the kappa alpha instead of the sigma alpha. Okay? So, exception to the rule, the Ninka. A Ninka. Lepo is the second aorist of Elepon. Or I'm sorry, Lepo. It has a second aorist, Elepon. I leave. Lepo means I leave. Elepon means I left. Opsomai, I shall see. It's the opponent future of Lepo. Okay. And then you have Adon, is the second aorist. So, blepo, opsomai, Adon.
Wait, what did you just say?
Opsomai.
Okay.
Is the component future of blepo.
Right.
So, you have blepo, opsomai, Adon.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Pipto, Adon is in the first
fourth
column, fourth word down. The second aorist of blepo. So blepo is I see, future is opsomai, past, or the aorist, is Adon. Okay, and then you have pipto, and its second aorist is epison. And then prosphero, okay, is derived from phero, with the pros, I bring two. So Pharaoh is I bring, or I bear, and pros two, so I bring two. It takes the accusative of the thing that is brought, and the dative of the person to whom it is brought. So for example, pros Pharaoh, I bring two, ta tekna, the child, Tokiriu. So I bring the children to the Lord. Okay? So you have the dative of the thing that is being brought to, and the accusative thing that is being brought. So I bring the children to the Lord. It kind of makes sense, though.
You're lost. Where's the
at the very bottom of the...
Where's the data in that?
Tau Tekna?
No, it's not the data.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tokiriu. Tokiriu. The Lord. To the Lord.
Would you say that any other way?
No. No, it makes sense that way. I mean, it's written the way it makes sense. But they're just basically saying that in English, you would have that mindset, I bring to something, but you wouldn't have to have the children there. You could just put, I bring to the Lord.
So that distinguishes between I bring the Lord to the children.
That's exactly right.
So it has a direct object and indirect.
It has a direct object in, well, right, in, you could imply either one of them. Make sense? So, I bring the children is implying a, who you're bringing them to. Because if I said they're prospero ta tekna, I'm missing something. So I have to imply whom I'm bringing them to.
So if that would be proper usage to use that, but you would have to look at the context of the paragraph or the sentence was to see what the implied...
Proper usage. It can be used that way. It's just like in English, just like in any language. Sometimes things are dropped out, just in the common language. And so since the New Testament was written in Koinonia, which is the common language. Koine, that's Koinonia, Koine. Koine Greek, it's the Greek of the common man. And so sometimes there is...
I just meant, will we see it that way? I mean, will we actually see it with something implied, or will we always...
You're not going to see it over there. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm just telling you that it's like other things, like with just verbs by itself. There are always things that are implied.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you just have to understand it can be implied. Okay. Note the note on the bottom there, okay? Not a big deal, except for the fact that you can see that about Adon... that the New Testament Adon has in the indicative almost exclusively first aorist endings instead of second aorist endings. And in other verbs also, the first aorist endings are often placed on second aorist stems. Okay, you just need to know that sometimes it's kind of like English, you know. These are rules, but you can find exceptions to those rules.
Okay, that confuses me. I thought the whole idea, the whole reason these were second aorists is because they had different endings.
They have different stems.
Oh.
Their stems changed. So like saying from go to went.
Okay.
Does that make sense? No? I mean, well, look.
But
I mean,
how does it differ from first aorist then? Because some of those changed completely as well. So why would you say some are first aorist and some are second? What's
the major difference between first aorist and second aorist is that first aorist primarily kept the same stem. Okay? Second aorist changed the stem.
Okay.
Paragraph 187 is just what we've already stated, that the second aorist is not different tense from the first aorist, just a different way of forming the same tense. Okay. Paragraph 188, it cannot be determined beforehand whether a verb is going to have a first aorist or a second aorist, nor if it has a second aorist, what the form of that second aorist will be. These matters can be settled only by an examination of the lexicon. Okay, and so that's what I was trying to tell you before. You know, just a lot of times when you're translating, it's going to be a matter of looking it up. You know, someone in the class eventually may want to being a Greek scholar and having all the words memorized and just being able to stand there and read it and translate it as they go, but for the most part, the rest of us are going to have the tools, use them, and be looking at words. Okay? The rest of it talks about, again, the linguistics of it all. But note, in paragraph 193, you have the second aorist active endings there. Okay? And so that, again, the endings should look semi-familiar. On SF, omineta on, okay, with an epsilon augment. Okay? But the difference here is you have this lip, elipon, okay? And so instead of using luo here, we used elipon, okay? And so elipon is the second aorist of lepo, I leave, okay? And so this is a, we go away from luo for a moment and get lepon. So, but here's what I want you to remember in all this. It's elipon, but when we talk about the luo chart, it includes elipon. Elipon.
But the reason they're changing is because luo doesn't have a second aorist.
Right, it has a first aorist. Okay. And so they're using a real word here. Okay? So, so you have elipon, elipes, lepe, elipon.
What happened to the epsilon?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
What happened to epsilon and lepon? It's elipon, not epsilon.
Elipon. If you look back, lepo is your word, and the second aorist of it is elipon.
No.
I think they're back in the vocab. I'm not sure.
No, look.
191. I think he explains it. 191 is not
missing the epsilon.
No. Look, it's the word lepo. I leave. Its second aorist is a stem change, elipon. That's the whole point here. The primary word is lepo.
This is like, a verb. It's not luo.
Okay. Like the word blepo, the second aorist is adon. Okay. So our word is lepo. But in the second aorist, it's elipon. So elipon, elipes, 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 pe. Elipomen, elipeta, elipon. Okay?
I mean, there's a difference between these and...
The same way.
Imperfect.
You have to learn them. Mm. Okay? Now, on your luo charts, it's going to be very easy. Because it's luo and elipon.
Yeah.
Okay? So the end is one should be easy for you to memorize, right? Because you already have the endings.
Yeah,
okay. So, second aorist middle is paragraph 194. Omen u eto amatha esta onto. Okay. And again, those are the endings of the imperfect, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Translated the same.
No. The imperfects are a continuing in the past.
But since this has the epsilon augment, it's a point.
This is
past. It's aorist.
It's past tense, but this is aorist. So lepo means I leave. So this means I left. Okay? The imperfect of it would be I was leaving. Okay. Imperfect. Okay? If That's correct. They were asking, how are we going to know the difference between the imperfect and the second aorist? Because all the endings are the same. Okay? And so, that's right. Okay? And then I thought you asked the question about the imperfect there, translation wise. And so,
no, just translation in the active and the middle is.
On this word, I mean, it would be kind of, I was leaving myself, but,
but the middle is myself.
Right, it's just like it is on the first aorist. I left myself.
So, it's the same thing with myself.
Well, yes, don't, yeah. That's the way it is with middle. I receive myself. You receive yourself. They receive themselves. It receives itself. Okay. All right. Now, you don't have any translation this week, so let's do some of these to try to apply this, okay? All right. Benny, why don't you read the first one?
Kai and Domen Tomu.
One.
Kurion Kai.
A.
Ekusen. Tis. Abus. Asu.
Okay, good. Kai is.
Both.
Good, because you have two Kais. Good, both in. Okay, Edomen. Good. Okay, Edomen, I saw. Amen is, Amen at the Usi.
We saw. We both saw.
No, don't say we both, because that makes it sound like two of us saw. This has nothing to do with two people.
The Lord and
Ekusam?
Yeah, that's Ekusam.
We even used it in your homework that you did for tonight. We heard. Good.
We heard.
Okay, and you would, they're both aorist. You have a second aorist for Edomen and a first aorist, Ekusamen. Okay, tus lagus.
The words.
Good. Atu.
Of him.
His words.
So what are you saying?
Ekusamen is we heard. The aorist. So you were right, though, we both. You put we both there. I'm sorry.
We both saw the Lord and heard the words of him.
And heard his words, right. We both saw the Lord and heard his words. Okay, Steve?
Ace.
Epsilon Yoda would be 8. Good. Alpha Yoda is I. Epsilon Yoda is A.
Ace.
There you go. No, just Ace Alphas. Stop! It's a stop story.
All right, we got the Uda and Uda, so that's neither nor.
Good.
Let's see. Gar is.
It's a fish.
Four.
Statue.
Four, neither.
Good. You don't have Ace Alphas, but you have Alphon, bottom word on the first column. Remember, like Elu am I? Okay, and you have to know how to put all the. Remember, it's from Irkomai. And so, Irkomai has all the D-Irkomais, the Ek-Irkomai, the Ace-Irkomais, all the different Irkomais with it. And so, they're not going to give you all these new words. They're just going to let you know that now you have Elthan, and so just like you have Elusamai in the future, so you can put all those prepositional prefixes onto them as well.
So ace is into, so since Elthan is I came into, or I went into.
I entered, yeah. So just as ace Irkomai was I enter, ace Elthan is I entered. So this is Thess.
So you sing very much.
Good. Mm-hmm. Or not left. Ace it, it into entered. Entered. Okay. Okay. Apes is from Apon. So Apon is I said. Apes is you said. So neither you spoke, neither you said. Excuse me. Altois is dative plural. To them, and then parabolane is accused of singular, a parable. So neither for you neither entered into their houses nor spoke to them a parable. Shame on you for not doing that too. For not entering their houses nor speaking parables to them. All right.
They were not chosen.
That's right.
Had
they been chosen, they would have heard. Tim?
En ekene te pare again.
Hora, okay.
Age anto mathetai to cure you. In that hour, they became disciples of the Lord.
Okay, so Timmy, how do we translate number two?
Number two?
Yeah. Do you remember?
Or neither you enter the houses nor you speak a parable to them.
Good. Impressed. Okay. I was figuring that he was working a whole lot of number three there. Yeah.
Or spoke a parable.
He got it down, and at the very end, he listened to how I translated and said, yes, I've got it down pat. I got my back door covered. Good. Good job, Tim. All right, Marcia, number four.
Utoi men egenanto mathetai agathoi ekenai den etu eisan pone loi.
Utoi?
Yeah, Utoi.
Okay, we have a men and a dead there too. Did you see that?
No.
Okay, do you remember what men dead is?
Something.
Good. men, dot, 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 de.
On one hand.
Good. Good job. And on the other, okay?
I don't remember what which one it is.
These ones?
On one hand, these ones, like the one.
Take it on.
From Ivy Chain.
Good.
Okay, and onto would be third person plural.
Correct.
Okay, so they became Nephetai disciples.
Okay.
Agathor, good. Good.
Plutoi, which is a nominative in the beginning, nominative plural. We have Mathetai, which is nominative plural. And then we have Agathor, which is nominative plural. We have three nominative plurals here. No accusers. What do we do? It's what? It's a race?
Take the context.
No, it's a phrase.
It's a phrase. Good, it's a phrase, but we still have three nominative plurals. What do we do with them all?
Take the comment.
After the third nominative plural, Plutoi men, Eganonta, Methetai, Hagathoi.
The good disciples themselves?
No.
These are the ones who became good disciples.
That would make them accusative.
Nope, he's right. Because Ginomai takes the predicate nominative. Remember?
Okay.
No, that's okay. I know, but that's I wanted to bring it out just to highlight it here. So we don't skip. Okay. Surface over.
On the other hand, those.
Yeah, what is etta? That sounds like one of those adverbs. Etta. Yit. Yit. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Look at the Amy's.
In the back?
Did we do the aorist of the Amy's in the?
Yes, we did. I think so.
But that is a good point. Have I showed you guys the paradigms in the back? Paragraph 602 is the Amy charts. And you shall see Asen there. It is the imperfect plural third person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it would mean?
Imperfect. They were seen. Or they were.
Just they were.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Number four.
One in life is evil, is that?
That's right.
Evil?
Mm-hmm. This is real evil, not like Kakoi, which is like a bad evil. This is the evil.
Okay. Yep, they were evil. Yet they were evil. Yet these were evil.
Mm-hmm. On the one hand, those. These. On the one hand, these became good disciples. But on the other hand, those were yet evil. have concurrence. Yeah, mende on the one hand, on the other hand.
Is there a teach key out in this book?
Not that I know of. It would be nice. Why? Do you disagree with my translation?
No.
Oh, okay.
Easier to translate.
Well, yeah, that's definitely true. It would be easier to translate if they had the translation sitting there for me.
It would make one more time.
But this makes it a whole lot.
We wouldn't do that. We would just check our work. Make sure we do
this. This is like me taking Greek class every time I do this. Good.
So the
again, it's both positive. It's because Amy is both positive. Or, I'm sorry, not both positive. Predicate.
Nominative.
Okay. All
right.
Okay. What is, I'm sorry? Eganonto? It is. That is the aorist. You have a verb in the first phrase and a verb in the second phrase.
Two nominative plurals with a comma, and then not a nominative.
That's correct. But the nominative plural, remember the nominative plurals is because it's predicate nominative. That's what I was talking about in the beginning. Why do we have those three nominative plurals?
On the one hand,
these became good disciples. Again, it's attributive adjective because neither one has a article with it. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, on the other hand, I lost my place. On the other hand, those were yet evil.
The men and the are both those possible. Okay.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
All right.
I think it was getting rougher to translate without.
You know, I almost
many things up.
I almost brought you guys in, just for fun. The quiz from lesson four, lesson five. Gonna let you do that again, because you have to realize how far advanced you are from where you were just a couple months ago. I mean, I know that there's, looking at where you're at right now, you're feeling like, good grief, I'm never going to get this. Yeah, but think about how much you have gleaned so far. How much? You have. You have a long way to go. Yeah, but you have. But yeah, that's exactly right. You've come a long way, but you got a long way to go. But you're going to be there. And, you know, it's like memory work. I mean, honestly, the verse that I have the most problem memorizing is the one that I'm on. When I'm memorizing books of the Bible, for example, if I start quoting to you the book of Philippians, I will struggle the most on Philippians 4. But when I was doing Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, all the saints of Christ Jesus, I struggled with that until I started incorporating verse 2. Then all of a sudden verse 1 became easier. And then I started incorporating verse 3, and verse 2 became easier. And
so
I started incorporating verse 4. So,
right. Memorize the whole book in one shot, and the beginning part became easier.
Well, that's, well, it is. It already is. You already are. Huh?
Yeah. I'm saying, if you start in the back and you just go for the whole book at one shot,
you will never learn it. You won't learn it. So, anyways, but the point is, you guys know much more now, okay, than you do. Okay, wait. What we did not do, and that I want to get squared away, and I'll turn this thing off so that we